Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Atlas of AI, Power, Politics, and the Planetary Costs of Artificial Intelligence, by Kate Crawford, is a critical examination of how contemporary AI is built, funded, and governed, and what that means for people and the planet. Rather than treating AI as an abstract set of algorithms, Crawford maps it as an industrial system that depends on material extraction, energy-intensive computation, and large-scale labor. The book connects the hidden supply chains behind data centers and devices to the social structures that decide who benefits from AI and who bears its harms. It also interrogates the institutions that deploy AI at scale, from corporate platforms to state agencies, showing how classification, prediction, and surveillance can become tools of power. Written for readers who want to look beyond hype, it offers a grounded framework for understanding AI as a political and ecological project, with consequences that reach far beyond the screen. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI is an extractive industry. A central idea in Atlas of AI is that AI should be understood as an extractive industry, not merely a digital is an extractive industry, not merely a digital innovation. Crawford traces how machine learning systems depend on physical resources, such as minerals for hardware, land for infrastructure, and massive electricity and water for data centers and cooling. This framing shifts the conversation from AI as immaterial intelligence to AI as a system with planetary footprints and localized impacts. When AI development is tied to global supply chains, the costs are often externalized onto communities near mines, manufacturing hubs, and energy grids, while benefits concentrate in a small set of technology firms and wealthy regions. The book encourages readers to notice the life cycle of AI products, from raw material extraction to disposal and e-waste, and to ask what forms of environmental accounting are missing from mainstream AI narratives. By describing AI as an industrial stack built on natural resources and logistical networks, Crawford highlights how environmental justice, labor rights, and corporate accountability become part of any serious AI discussion. The result is a more complete map of AI that includes soil, water, and energy, not just code and models. Secondly, data, classification, and the politics of measurement, Crawford emphasizes that AI systems are powered by classification, the act of sorting people, objects, and behaviors into categories that can be counted and acted upon. These categories may appear neutral, but they reflect institutional goals, historical assumptions, and power relations. The book explores how datasets are assembled and labeled, and how seemingly technical choices about what to measure, how to define a class, or which outcomes matter, can reshape lives. Classification becomes political when it is used to allocate resources, determine risk, or grant access, especially in domains like employment, housing, health, and public services. The book also calls attention to the limits of AI measurement, including the tendency to reduce complex social realities into simplified proxies that fit computational systems. Readers are invited to see how the authority of numbers can mask value judgments and how errors and biases are often distributed unevenly across populations. This topic connects to broader debates about fairness, transparency, and governance, but keeps the focus on the upstream decisions that make AI legible in the first place. The takeaway is that accountability must include the politics of data creation and categorization, not just model performance. Thirdly, the hidden labor behind machine intelligence. Another major theme is the role of human labor in producing what is marketed as automated intelligence. Crawford details how AI relies on vast amounts of work that is frequently invisible, outsourced, or underpaid, including data labeling, content moderation, clickwork, and maintenance tasks across supply chains. This labor underwrites the apparent magic of machine learning by turning messy human activity into structured datasets and by cleaning up the outputs of automated systems. The book pushes readers to question the narrative that AI eliminates human work, showing instead that it often rearranges labor into less secure, less recognized forms. It also links labor issues to global inequality, since many of these tasks are performed in regions where wages are low and legal protections are weak, while profits accrue elsewhere. Beyond annotation, the book broadens the view to include manufacturing workers and logistical networks that keep AI hardware circulating. Seeing these layers clarifies why AI ethics cannot be separated from labor conditions and economic power. The practical implication is that responsible AI must account for workers at every stage, creating standards for fair compensation, transparency about labor practices, and stronger protections for people whose work makes AI possible. Fourthly, AI as a tool of surveillance and social control, Atlas of AI argues that many high-impact uses of AI are tied to surveillance and control, particularly when deployed by states, security agencies, and large platforms. Crawford examines how predictive systems, facial recognition, and large-scale data analysis can expand the reach of monitoring in everyday spaces, from streets and schools to online environments. The book connects these technologies to institutional incentives, risk management, policing, border control, and profit-driven attention systems. It highlights how automation can amplify existing inequalities when surveillance is concentrated on marginalized communities or when risk scores become self-reinforcing. This topic is less about hypothetical future threats and more about current infrastructures that turn people into data points for governance and commercial influence. Crawford also draws attention to the ways AI systems can normalize invasive practices by presenting them as efficient and objective, even when they embed contested assumptions about danger, trustworthiness, or belonging. Readers are encouraged to ask who is being watched, who controls the models and datasets, and what mechanisms exist for oversight and contestation. The broader lesson is that AI governance requires civil liberties protections, limits on high-risk deployments, and democratic accountability for technologies that can shape freedom of movement, expression, and association. Lastly, power concentration and the need for democratic governance. Crawford frames AI as a field shaped by concentrated power, where a small number of corporations, research institutions, and government actors set the direction of innovation. This concentration influences which problems are prioritized, which values are embedded, and which costs are ignored. The book draws attention to the political economy of AI, how funding, proprietary datasets, cloud infrastructure, and compute resources create barriers to entry and reinforce dominance. It also critiques the way AI discourse often centers technical fixes while sidelining structural questions about ownership, regulation, and public interest. By mapping the institutions behind AI, Crawford makes the case that meaningful accountability cannot rely solely on voluntary ethics guidelines or consumer choice. Instead, democratic governance is needed, including stronger regulatory frameworks, public oversight, and mechanisms for communities to contest harmful deployments. The book encourages readers to think in terms of rights, environmental standards, labor protections, and antitrust approaches, not just model interpretability. Importantly, it also suggests that alternative futures are possible when AI is treated as a public matter rather than an inevitable technological tide. The topic leaves readers with a framework for civic engagement, asking who benefits, who pays, and how decisions about AI can be made more transparent and just. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a rigorous, big-picture understanding of AI beyond product features and technical jargon, policymakers, journalists, students, researchers, organizers, and everyday technology users who sense that AI is reshaping society but want a clearer map of how and why. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening practical judgment about AI claims, helping them recognize hidden costs in energy use, supply chains, and labor, and giving them language to evaluate high-stakes deployments in workplaces, schools, and public services. Instead of focusing only on whether a model is accurate, the book encourages readers to ask deeper questions about power. Compared to similar books that concentrate on bias in algorithms or futuristic speculation, Atlas of AI stands out for connecting social harms to material infrastructures and political economy. Its cross-disciplinary lens ties together extraction, data practices, labor conditions, surveillance, and governance into one coherent argument. That integrated perspective makes it worth buying for anyone who wants to understand AI as a system that can be shaped, regulated, and challenged, not a neutral force to accept. If you would like to support Kate Crawford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.